everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. At some point in time, you're going to need to cross a busy street, right? Well, would you prefer to just quickly run across the street? Or do you think it would be better to take a little extra time and look for a footbridge? Yesterday we started a lesson about footbridges. And today, guess what? We are continuing this lesson. Today's lesson is called By Way of a Footbridge. By Way of a Footbridge. There are several footbridges that you're going to be learning about. First, walk through the waters. How is that possible? You will find out. The next bridge, catch a glimpse. Don't worry, you're going to find out what that one is all about as well. And last, only for the courageous. Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson and let's go look for some footbridges.
By Way of a Footbridge. Walk through the waters. Imagine walking on a bridge that goes through water. Sound impossible? Hidden in the heart of the southern Netherlands rests the Moses Bridge. Made from waterproof wood, the bridge rests in the water, allowing people to safely cross. From a distance, it appears to be nothing more than a trench. Catch a glimpse. Interested in something delightful? Venture across the Kokonoe Yume Grand Suspension Bridge. Built to hold the weight of 1,800 adults, it is Japan's highest pedestrian suspension bridge.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 trench 这个名词。Trench 是指壕沟或沟渠。例如 the farmers built the trenches to bring water from the river to their land. 农夫们做这些沟渠把河水引到他们的农田。或者是 the oil pipes in the deep trenches carry oil from the refinery to the coast. 这些深沟里的油管把油从炼油厂运送到海岸。或者是 the soldiers hid themselves in trenches to avoid getting shot by their enemies. 士兵们躲在战壕里躲避敌人的射击。接下来我们看的是 suspension 这个不可数名词。PENS 这个字根有悬挂的意思。所以 suspension 是指悬吊、悬浮或者是悬挂。例如 the truck's suspension system was damaged by a big rock on the road.这台卡车的悬吊系统被一个路上的大石头给弄坏了。或者是 the suspension bridge can hold up to 100 people. 这个吊桥可以承载100个人的重量。Suspension 也指暂停或终止。例如 a suspension of the drug was issued due to its severe side effects. 这个药物由于有严重的副作用所以被暂停使用。
Well, here we are. We're back, ready to talk about footbridges. And, you know, Gabe, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever imagined walking through water? Like, walking through the waters, but never getting wet?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of impossible.
You think so?
That's impossible. You can't walk through water and not get wet, unless you're following Moses 5,000 years ago.
Well, believe it or not, there is a bridge. Mm-hmm. It's called the Moses Bridge.
Ah.
That you can walk through and not get wet.
Right. That's what our lesson is talking about here. I think I have to go there to experience it for myself because it really does sound impossible.
Ah, well, that's what a lot of people probably think. Well, friends, our lesson does start out. Imagine walking on a bridge.That goes through the water, or goes through water. Sound impossible? Let's stop there for just a moment, and let's talk about this question. Sound impossible?
you can use this when it seems like something that was said before is not possible. It can't happen.
Exactly. For example, Rebecca, do you know that some people can lick their elbows? I think you should try it.
That sounds impossible.
No, no, just go ahead and try it. Try licking your elbows.
I cannot do it.
Yeah, well,
I know I can't.
You know, I think it probably is impossible, actually. Oh, but you know that some people can stick out their tongues and touch their noses? Can you do that?
That's something else I can't do.
What? Well, it's not impossible. Let me show you. I know it sounds impossible.
Okay, let me see you do it.
Stick out your tongue and touch your nose. Eh? Eh? Do you get it, Rebecca? I stick out my tongue, I use my finger to touch my nose.
That was really funny.
Okay. Yeah, let's continue here. It's not impossible to do that. So
okay.
Where is this bridge, though? It's hidden in the heart of the southern Netherlands, and it's called the Moses Bridge. Moses Bridge. That's a very clever name, a very appropriate name for a bridge that goes through water.
And how is this possible? Well, our lesson says, made from waterproof wood. The bridge rests in the water, allowing people to safely cross. And if something is waterproof, that means that water doesn't affect it. It keeps the water off of it.
That's really interesting. I want to see a video about this to see exactly how it works. You said that people actually don't get wet. It's possible to keep your feet dry when you walk across this bridge?
That's right. That's what it says. It's pretty cool.
Oh.
I'd agree. Well, from a distance, it appears to be nothing more than a trench. Let's talk about this phrase, from a distance. This just means that from very far away.
Exactly. For another example of how to use this phrase, you know, if you're on a safari in Africa, you should watch the animals from a safe distance. Sometimes we add words like safe in this phrase, right? Watch the animals from a safe distance. Don't get too close.
Well, from a distance, this bridge appears to be nothing more than a trench. Now let's talk about this phrase, nothing more. If you say that someone or something is nothing more than something else, that just means that it's that thing and nothing more than that particular thing.
Right. So our lesson talks about this Moses Bridge. Well, Moses was a character in the Bible. You know, this reminds me of another character in the Bible. Well, two, David and Goliath, that giant Goliath, right?
Yeah.
He thought that David was nothing more than a small boy with some stones. But he was wrong, because David had God on his side.
He was so wrong. That's a great story, too. I love it. Okay, so we have the Moses Bridge, and then we learn about another bridge in this next section called Catch a Glimpse. Interested in something delightful? Venture across the Kokonoe Yumi Grand Suspension Bridge.
And this is built to hold the weight of 1,800 adults. It is Japanese highest pedestrian suspension bridge. Okay, so what does this mean if it's built to do something?
Well, that just means that it's made to do something.
Yeah, for example, Taipei 101 was built to survive typhoons and earthquakes up to 8 or 8.5 degree or magnitude earthquakes. Okay, it was built to survive those things.
And earlier we saw the word the Netherlands.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between the Netherlands and Holland?
I'm so glad you asked. Let's go to the
InfoCloud
and find out.
Welcome to InfoCloud. So Ken, what's on your mind today?
The Netherlands.
Ah, the Netherlands, the land where the tulips grow, the windmills turn, and the sea tries to wash it all away.
That's the place. Besides calling it the Netherlands, a lot of people call it Holland. So the question is, are Holland and the Netherlands one and the same?
Before you answer that, you might also consider the question, are England and the United Kingdom one and the same? And the answer to both questions is no, they are not the same.
Holland is actually a small part of the Netherlands, just as England is one part of the United Kingdom.
North Holland and South Holland are just two of 12 provinces of the Netherlands. So calling the Netherlands Holland might be like calling the United States Dakota.
But unlike North and South Dakota, which are mostly empty, the two Hollands are the most populated provinces in the Netherlands. Major cities like Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and The Hague are located in these two provinces. So if you have ever been to the Netherlands, chances are that you have also been to Holland.
So to review, the country is called the Netherlands. Its people are Dutch. They speak Dutch. There is no country called Holland, but there are provinces known as North and South Holland.
很多人把荷兰称为 Holland， 其实那是不正确的。 荷兰这个国家的英文名称应该是 The Netherlands， 注意后面要加 S， 前面有个定冠词 The Netherlands。 Holland 其实是荷兰的12个省份当中的2个省的名称， 但是这2个省却是荷兰三大城市的所在， 包括首都 Amsterdam 阿姆斯特丹， Rotterdam 鹿特丹，以及 The Hague 海牙。 因此去过荷兰的人应该都去到这2个省， 久而久之 Holland 就成为荷兰的代名词。但是要记住， 虽然中文我们用荷兰， 但英文应该要用 The Netherlands 来称呼这个国家。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now seriously, what is the big fuss about footbridges? We're in the middle of an exciting lesson where we are talking about some of the most amazing footbridges around the world. Now today, we've already talked about two different types of footbridges. We have one more to talk about. So, what are we waiting for? Let's continue with our lesson.
By way of a footbridge. As you cross, admire a view of the Shindonotaki Falls. Don't miss the beautiful leaves of Kyusue Valley in the autumn. Only for the courageous. Only the brave dare to walk across the Zhangjiajie Grand Canyon Glass Bridge, the world's highest and longest glass bridge. Designed to be as invisible as possible, this bridge provides a magnificent view of Zhangjiajie Grand Canyon. Feeling extra adventurous? Check out the bungee jumping opportunities. You are in for a treat.
Okay, 继续我们看 invisible 这个形容词， IN 是一个否定的字首， visible 是指看得见的， 所以 invisible 就是指看不见的， 或者是隐形的。 例如 the man sat in the dark which made him almost invisible， 这个男人坐在黑暗中让人几乎看不到他。 如果要说明对谁而言是看不到的话， 是用to这个介系词。 例如 the virus is invisible to the human eye but you can see it with a microscope， 这种病毒是肉眼看不见的， 你可以用显微镜去看。 invisible 也指无形的。 例如 flexible working hours brought the company many invisible benefits， 弹性工时替公司带来许多无形的益处。 所以我们看 bungee jumping 这个名词， bungee 是指弹力绳， 所以 bungee jumping 就是指高空弹跳。 例如 Jack loves all kinds of extreme sports， Bungee jumping is just one of them. Jack 喜欢各种极限运动，高空弹跳只是其中的一种。或者是 This cliff by the seashore is a popular site for bungee jumping enthusiasts. 这个海边悬崖是许多高空弹跳爱好者最喜欢去的地点。And now let's get back to our teachers. Well, guess what? You're in for a treat. We get to continue learning about that grand suspension bridge. As you cross, admire a view of the Shindonotaki Falls.
Well, not bad, Rebecca.
Yes, I've been practicing my Japanese a little bit.
Nice. Well, maybe you can continue with the next sentence with that other Japanese word.
Ah, that's what I was hoping to do. Don't miss the beautiful leaves of Chuasui Valley in the autumn.
Very nice. Well, that's great, Rebecca. You could teach me some Japanese. I like that.
Okay.
So that's the end of that section. To catch a glimpse, it seems like you will see a lot of beautiful scenery if you walk across that bridge. But what about the next bridge? Only for the courageous. And before we take a look at the bridge, let's take a look at this phrase.
Only for the adjective. Now, you can use this phrase when you want to specify or emphasize that something is not for everyone, but only a particular group.
Right, and usually I use this phrase when I want to talk about how courageous or brave someone is, okay? I could say something like, this food is only for those with strong stomachs. But if I want to use an adjective, I might say something different, okay? Like maybe this food from this night market is only for the brave.
Okay, so this next section, we learn about this glass bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's only for the courageous because, I mean, it could be really scary crossing over a glass bridge.
Well, right. Okay, so only the brave dare to walk across the Zhangjiajie Grand Bridge in China, the world's highest and longest glass bridge. Designed to be as invisible as possible, this bridge provides a magnificent view of Zhangjiajie Grand Canyon. Now, we learned a phrase earlier, built to do something or built to be something. Here's a related phrase, designed to be.
And if something is designed to be something, that means that it was made or built to be a certain way.
For example, for another tall building example, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai was designed to be wind resistant, okay, so it's not really affected by the strong winds that blow around it. Well, we go down to the last line here, feeling extra adventurous. And this is a great phrase to use, feeling adjective, feeling something if you want to see if someone really does feel a certain way.
Exactly. Well, check out the bungee jumping opportunities. You are in for a treat. And if you're in for a treat, that just means that you're about to do something fun and something that is really exciting.
Well, Rebecca, I think we're all in for a treat right now. It is time for Who Knows?
Really? Who knows?
Well, who knows?
Hello and welcome to the greatest game show on earth. Who knows? Let's welcome our players. We have Katie Catan from the Army.
Yes, sir. You may call me Private Catan.
All right, and competing against Private Catan is Gorbo Smith. Hello, Gorbo.
Don't make me stand. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Nobody's making you stand, Gorbo. Okay, well, I have some questions from today's lesson about footbridges. See if you can think of the answer before our contestants do. Number one, what is the Moses Bridge made of? A, water. B, glass. C, waterproof wood. Or D, a trench.
The answer is D. The bridge is made of a trench. We fought in the trenches during the war.
Ooh, what war?
Every war.
How courageous.
The Moses Bridge is not made of a trench. Private Catan, that was a good try, but please have a seat.
I think I know the answer. Is it
The Moses Bridge is made of waterproof wood?
Bingo! You are correct. 1 point for Gorbo.
Yes!
All right. Next question. How much weight can the Grand Suspension Bridge in Japan hold?
Well, it's called the Grand Suspension Bridge, which means big. So I'm guessing it can hold a lot of people.
Yes, Gorbo, but how many people is it designed to hold?
The answer is 1,800 adults. The Grand Suspension Bridge can hold the weight of 1,800 adults, sir.
Wow. Katie, you're right on. 1 point for Private Catan. Now it's game point. Here's the last question. According to the lesson, the Grand Canyon Glass Bridge in China was designed to be as what as possible? A, magnificent. B, invisible. C, delightful. Or D, adventurous.
We have to be very adventurous in the Army. So I think the answer is D, adventurous.
Well, that was a good guess, Private Catan.
You know, sometimes in the Army you have to be as invisible as possible, too.
Gorbo, you're exactly right. This bridge was designed to be as invisible as possible.
What? Gorbo wasn't even guessing. He just said the word and you're giving him a prize?
That's right. Gorbo, you're the winner. Congratulations.
A pair of shoes. Perfect for walking across footbridges. How delightful.
But you're scared of heights. You don't even like standing, much less walking over a footbridge.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time on
Who Knows? Useless.
You can have one.
What am I going to do with one shoe?
So earlier, we learned about a bridge in which you could walk through the water. What about a bridge in which you can walk above the waves?
Hey, that's a great idea. I'd like to check that out. And I think we can in Ireland. Let's learn more about that bridge and more next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Standing there right by your side, truly a friend for life. A friend loves at all times. A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.